Thank you very much, and thank you for having us. And can I just say to all the staff who are here, and I know some are behind me, so my apologies, thank you so much for giving up your time to be with us here this morning. Thank you so much for showing us around. And I got a real sense, just talking to you this morning, of the importance of the work that you're doing, critical obviously in terms of fuel, but also medicines, what you're doing on cancer. And from you, a real sense of pride that you're working not just in the business, in the sector, but actually doing something incredibly important for the country. And as we go towards clean power, you're going to be just more and more important. So thank you. And it's fantastic to have that uplifting sense of purpose and pride that you have. And you should, because you're doing a really brilliant job on behalf of your country. And that really fits with what we have to say today, because we in the UK used to be leaders when it came to nuclear. The first 1956, for the first nuclear power station. And then, if you can believe it, 21 reactors in less than 10 years. That is an incredible part of our history as a nuclear nation. My frustration, and possibly yours, is that that all then slowed down in the last 15 years or so. It's ground almost to a halt with this sense that nuclear isn't even part of the mix for the future. And I think we've lost opportunities there. I think it's cost us as a nation. And that's what we're turning around. And turning it around in terms of the big decisions we're making that are across the board, whether it comes to planning, innovation, infrastructure, but particularly on nuclear. And I hope we'll have seen some of the material we're putting out today, the statement we're making today, a really important statement, the first national statement since 2011. Seems to me it's long overdue. But really ambitious, which means that we're going for innovation, technology, small modular, which I think will be a huge part of the future that you will all be working on. And, of course, making it more available in different places. As you know, there's only 8 sites at the moment where we can develop. From today onwards, many other sites can come forward. The potential for that is huge. Because, you know, whether it's in the traditional sectors or whether it's the AI data centers that need to be built, now you can think of the future, which is the reactor there powering the data center. It's going to really transform the way that we go forward. So this is a real game changer when it comes to nuclear. It's part of a bigger story about clean power and making sure that we hit that clean power as we go forward. Nuclear is a part of that. And what that gives us, of course, hugely importantly, is lower bills, stability, because if we push on what you're doing within your sector, it means that we're in control of our energy. It's not subject to international volatility, and Putin can't put his boot on our throat. So I just elevated what you're doing beyond the national to the international here, but that's how important it is, and it's part of our determination to push our country forward. We were a leader in nuclear. I'm determined we're going to be a leader again, and today is a huge step forward. We're now going to take some questions from you. So over to you. Ed and I will do them together. Ask them about your sector or ask them about anything. We're accountable to you, so you're perfectly entitled to use this opportunity to lob in anything that you want to ask us about anything. If it's about your sector, of course, or about the announcement today, fantastic. But if you also want to ask something else, don't feel inhibited. We want to hear from you. We're going to try and do this to bring in those that are behind us as well. But do we have a first question from someone, anyone? Yep.
Yep, Josh Whitworth, UK NNL Prospect Branch Chair. My question is, in light of today's announcement, will we expect to see nuclear prioritised in the spending review?
Yes, we've already made it clear. I mean, Ed will want this. But we've got 5 big priorities. One of them is clean power by 2030, and nuclear is part of that mix. And therefore, it has to be within that mission, which is already a priority for us. So as we go into the spending review, that'll be really, really important. It's not all about the spending review, because what today does is unlock the private investment that will come in. There are obvious places. There's the nuclear side for the investment to come in, but there's also the AI side, because a lot of AI, big players are looking to say, well, how can I get my data center set up? They're worried that they haven't got the power to sit alongside it. So they're also wanting to look at this and say, how does that allow us to do bigger investment into the UK as well? And I think bringing that money in, creating the jobs of the future, is very much part of what we're doing. Ed, you probably want to make a pitch.
Maybe not make a pitch here, but the one thing that I would add is I think the Chancellor showed her commitment to this in the allocation she made for Sizewell in the budget. It's something that she sees as absolutely fundamental, not just to energy security, but also economic her plans for economic growth.
Yeah. So it means a lot more work for you, I'm afraid, as we go forward here. Let's go to another question somewhere anywhere. Yes, I saw the young lady here.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Annie, I'm a project manager. So my question to you is, what will the government do to diversify the sector by promoting STEM within schools?
Ed, do you want to start on that? Because I just need
to... Yeah. Look, it's a really good question. Can I ask you a question? How did you get into this sector?
I used to be a science teacher, but I have a background in STEM, personally.
And look, I think part of this is about what happens in schools, but I think part of it is about what government does to champion this sector and show what it can do. Because my impression, Kieran and I were just talking about this, going around talking to people, is so many people said the similar thing to us. We're building the future here. Yeah. We're about the future for the country. And I think not enough people know about the opportunities that there are. And I think one of the things that we need to do as government, my job, not just Bridget Phillipson's job as Education Secretary, is to sort of say these are the opportunities for people. Nobody knows what a green job is, but if you say it's a job working in the nuclear industry, planning the future of the nuclear industry, that is meaningful to people.
Just two or three things extra on that, because I think STEM is really important. We need to make sure that the curriculum in schools matches up with the jobs that people are going to do. And that's another piece of work that we're doing, so that people are skilled in the jobs that they're going to do. I've been really struck here, by the way, about the story about apprentices. Because, I mean, you know this stat, but it really is an incredible stat, and particularly uplifting for the apprentices in the room, which is 30% of the workforce here, as I understand it, are apprentices or were apprentices, and 50% of the executive team were apprentices, which just shows you the power of going through that route. So I think that's something to be championed. The last thing I'd say, and this is on all of you, get into your schools, get into your colleges, because, you know, children, young people can't aspire to do something if they don't know what it is. And if you go to them or bring them in here, if they saw what we've seen this morning about what you're doing, they would say, I think I want to do that because I want to work in that sector. And so the biggest thing you can do is to inspire them is sort of open the doors and let them see what you're doing. I did see a hand over here somewhere.
Mr. Prime Minister, my name is Ishmael Patel. I work in IT. As a fellow Arsenal fan, I won't ask about yesterday's results.
it's good to be out of that competition. It's a brilliant game strategy, in my view.
Exactly. My question is, what role do you see nuclear energy playing to support the growth of the wider economy?
I think it's got a huge role to play because we've got sort of five big things that we need to fix, but the number one is getting our economy to grow. And to grow faster. And so we're putting a lot of energy into the actions that we're taking there. And energy is a key part of that. If you talk to any business across the country and say, what are the problems you've been facing? They will say, our energy prices have gone up and down. They're too volatile, particularly last through a few years. We need some certainty in what we're doing. We need to drive forward to the next generation of jobs. AI sector will say to us, we will invest in the UK, but you need to show us that you can power up what we need to build. So this is going to be a big game changer when it comes to growing our economy. It has to come with the big stuff that we're doing because you will feel this. I mean, any nuclear infrastructure takes forever to get done. Look at what's been going on at Hinkley. And that's why not just the stuff we've announced today, but the stuff we've announced on planning and making sure the processes are quicker, that it can't be challenged over and over again in court, is going to speed that up. That means that stuff can be built more quickly. We think that some of what we're announcing today can be pushed through by 2032, so that's a really tight frame. But look, I mean, look what we did before. 21, that's what I said at the beginning, 21 reactors in less than 10 years. You know, we were the first in 1956. We've got to get back into that mentality of why not the UK? We're good at this. We can push this forward. It's really good for our economy. We should go for it and bring all these parts together. Ed, over to you.
Just one other thing quickly to add, which is we're entering an age of electricity. We know electricity demand is going to double by 2050 or more than double by 2050. We need all of this technology. We need nuclear, we need renewables, we need carbon capture and storage, we need hydrogen. All of these things are absolutely essential, and nuclear has a really, really important part to play.
Now, I'm going to step forward and just do some media, and then I'm going to come, please don't all go away, because I want to come back and just talk to you a bit more. So I'll just do this, and then I'll come back and we can have some further discussions. But just to say again, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for hosting us. Thanks for uplifting us. You've made us feel uplifted about what you're doing. So if we feel proud of what you're doing, you're entitled to feel proud of what you're doing. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
My